It's another day spent in and around the house with my two young children. My husband has gone to the basement to work, and my kids are asking me what we plan to do today.
Oh, yes, baby bear. I'll give you some of my cereal.
The four of us have been here together since mid-March when the world shut down. And I'm not alone. Jessica Levine is a mother to 4-year-old Amelia and 6-month-old David. She's worried about her daughter's mental health during COVID.
I've been seeing more meltdowns, more frustration.
She says even though she keeps to a routine and gets outside to play, she can't shield her from the reality that life is much different than it was 6 months ago.
Right now, my child's all worried about death. People touching her with, like, you know, and then having to wash her hands. And I feel like she's not having the normalcy of what she's supposed to as a kid. And as a kid, you're not supposed to worry about stuff like this. You're not supposed to worry about someone touching you and getting you sick.
Well, I think that when this all started, lots of people were very concerned about their children's academic success and how are they going to finish third grade, or, you know, how are they going to finish learning how to read in kindergarten, and how are we going to make sure that they're keeping up on their studies. For me, I wasn't thinking about that at all.
Dr. Jenny Rocher is an associate professor of communication studies at JMU, who specializes in the communication skills needed to enhance parent-child relationships. She's also a parent who's been working at home with her kids during the pandemic.
I was thinking about how am I going to keep my children emotionally healthy, and what am I going to do so that this time in their life is not a traumatic time in their life? Being isolated, abruptly stopping school and not seeing any of your friends anymore, and, well, with also all of this scary stuff happening on the news and people talking about getting sick and potentially dying, I mean, this has all of the ingredients to be a traumatic event in a child's life.
The World Health Organization says that children may experience heightened anxiety, depression, and fears over the effects of the coronavirus. And because we're still in the throes of the first wave of the pandemic, it might be years before studies show how it affected the mental health of children globally.
We definitely have seen sort of an uptick in the intensity of certain symptoms when it comes to mental health concerns like depression and anxiety. And a lot of that is due to interpersonal conflict. So basically the family dynamic.
Brandy Hayden is the Behavioral Health, Wellness, and Learning Coordinator for the Harrisonburg-Rockingham Community Services Board. They provide emergency mental health services for both adults and children. And she says that they are seeing more children needing emergency mental health resources.
When there are a lot of outside stressors that can impact the way that either a family interacts, the way that they communicate, or how stable the family home can be, we know that that has a huge impact all the way down.
Hayden says that for some families they've worked with, usual coping strategies of everyday life, such as church, the gym, or other social scenarios, are now gone. And in some cases, substance abuse or other unhealthy behaviors have crept in and replaced them. These, Hayden says, can have an impact on how children handle their own anxiety and depression. And so taking care of your own mental health will help your children in taking care of their mental health needs. Both Hayden and Rocher say that transparency and truth are best when kids are asking about the virus, but in age-appropriate ways and avoiding specifics that might trigger more anxiety. And Rozier's biggest tip to help your children weather this storm?
I think that we need to enjoy our children and let them know that we enjoy them, right? So there's a difference between, you know, in your head saying, oh, I enjoy my kids, I love them, and then letting them know. You know, smile and laugh with your kids. It sounds crazy to say that, and you're like, oh, of course people do that. Everybody smiles and laughs with their kids. Sometimes I will go an entire day, and near the end of the day, I will think in my head, did I smile with them today? Children love, love to see their parents laugh. It brings them more joy than it brings the parents who are doing the laughing.
For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.